Did a 5K race put you on crutches? A game of pickup basketball land you in the hospital? Then we're talking to you. And we have good news. It may not be your fault. It could be inherited. A new review published in the Journal of Sports Medicine concludes that genetics plays a key role in sports injuries, and that holds true for all levels and ages, from weekend warriors to the pros. Dr. Stuart Kim is one of the study's authors. He's a professor of genetics at Stanford University and joins us from Stanford. Professor, why did you even think to look into genetics as a predictor of injury?
The research came about because in 2008, we were doing a different experiment. I was working with a couple colleagues of mine, and we were looking at NFL players, trying to figure out why they were so big and so strong. And we did the DNA testing on NFL players. And although we didn't find out why they were big and strong, I did find out that they didn't care how strong they were because they knew how strong they were. I was talking to the starting guard of the Kansas City Chiefs and telling him that he actually didn't have the strength gene and he wasn't having anything to do with it because he knew he was one of the strongest people on the team. But then when I told him that he had genes that gave him a risk for Achilles injuries, he became completely interested. And so I understood that they knew a lot about how strong they were, but they didn't know how they were going to get injured.
Well, we'll back up for a second. How did you even know that there's a gene? Like, what is the, how does the gene present itself that tells you that that person has an Achilles weakness?
Well, we know about that from some research done by some scientists in South Africa, where they looked at athletes that got Achilles injuries and athletes that didn't get Achilles injuries. And they found a gene called collagen 1A1 that was different between these two. More of this collagen seems to protect them from getting Achilles ruptures.
Huh. But before we go forward and talk about how you found out more about the genetics of this, does it necessarily mean that if you have the gene that predisposes you to Achilles injuries, you will get them, and if you don't have that gene, you will never get them?
No, absolutely not. These are just increased likelihoods, and part of the thing that we need to do is we need to educate the trainers and the athletes what that means. So sometimes it's a small increase in incidence, and sometimes it's a pretty big increase in incidence.
Okay, so you've looked at different papers that look at the impact of genetics on injury. How do people find out on the other side of the equation what their genetic makeup is? Is this just, you know, we've done stories before on DNA testing?
Right now what you could do is that you could work with me at my research lab at Stanford, and we could tell you, you would need to become a customer of 23andMe. And then as a customer of 23andMe, then the program we've started at Stanford can access your DNA data from 23andMe, and then we can consult you about your risk for different types of sports injuries.
And 23andMe.com is the consumer DNA testing company.
That's right. 23andMe.com is the major DNA testing company where for about $100 you can get your DNA, and they'll analyze it for things like ancestry and other kinds of traits. We can take your data from that DNA file, and then we can reanalyze it for risk of injury for sports injuries.
Well, and by the way, you're not asking people to pay you.
There's an option to donate to my lab. I'm a small research lab at Stanford, and so we don't have that much capacity. My students are working for free for the time that we spend on your consultation.
Okay, because the goal is to put together a database. And what do you hope to find out?
This is just the dawning age. So the whole idea is that athletes have never before been studied. And things that happen to athletes are hardly ever studied in the context of normal health, because things like ACL rupture only happen to people who are really active. They don't happen for normal people. So there's hardly any studies on ACL ruptures, Achilles ruptures, and things that occur to athletes. But for athletes, these are devastating. What we'd really like to do is to do research on sports injuries and find out in a large scale, in a rigorous way, what sorts of DNA diagnostics could you use to develop to try to predict for all of these athletes where the risk is coming from so that we could try to minimize that risk before they occur.
Well, of course, that's the point. So talk more about that. I mean, what does someone do with this information, whether they're a pro athlete or somebody who just lives for running? I mean, what can you do once you find out about your genetic vulnerabilities?
Well, for all of these injuries, there are some actions that you could take. So let's take stress fracture. There are really good DNA markers for your risk of getting stress fracture because they affect how strong your bone is. If you're at risk for stress fracture, you can do things like this. You can move the volume from running on the road to maybe running on the treadmill or running on the elliptical machine. You can make sure that your shoes are good. You could look at the biomechanics of your stride to minimize the chance for getting stress fracture. You could make sure that you don't run on roads that are uneven, but try to run on either roads that are flat or softer terrain. So there are lots of things you could do. And all of these sorts of things just need to minimize it a little bit to prevent the stress fracture so that you could have a injury-free season instead of being on the shelf at the end of the season.
We know you're working with elite coaches, trying to design plans with them. But is there ever, has there been a case, and do you anticipate there might be a case, of an athlete who's told, you know, you have vulnerable genes for this sport, you shouldn't take it up?
So we're staying away from things that would prohibit an athlete from competing. Now, there are some things where you could imagine either now or down the road where you would have to think twice. There are DNA changes for a heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And for a basketball player, you might want to think twice because that's a pretty serious disease. There are genes now for that could predict your risk for concussion. And if you're a football player or soccer player, maybe you want to think twice. Hmm. But we're not doing those right now. That's in a different category. Everything we're doing, you can minimize the risk, or you could work with a trainer to minimize the risk and therefore have a more successful season.
Yeah, you're not talking about heart disease, although that was fascinating, but more about how strong are your bones or your muscles mm-hmm. in certain places. When you have worked with, let's say, cross-country runners, you say they're still cross-country runners, but what? They've changed what?
One of the cross-country runners, she had just sky-high risk for stress fracture. But she was a Division I cross-country scholar athlete. That's a pretty high level. Now what she did is she became a triathlete. So she's used her endurance running, except that instead of just running, she can swim and she can bike. And she can change her activity away from pounding on the road to biking. You know, she still runs a lot, but then she can run on the treadmill. And there is at Stanford, they have a type of treadmill that is called Alter G, where it sort of straps on your waist and lifts you up so that you can run as if it was 0.8 G. And therefore, there's less pounding as you run on this treadmill.
Wow.
So there are lots of options you can do to keep up your exercise, but really reduce the pressure on your shins. And that keeps your cardiovascular, your strength, all of that sort of thing going. And it keeps you competing so that when the race comes, you're there.
I want that treadmill that will raise me off the ground. But you know that there's been a lot of questions about genetic testing because in the age of insurance, the question could be asked if someone knows they have a predisposition to injury and they're in the sport anyway, might insurance point to their knowledge of their vulnerability and not cover them?
Well, for insurance, there's a law called the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, which says that insurance companies cannot discriminate against you for your DNA. I have to admit, though, that we need to think hard about how we're going to benefit athletes when we get to professional athletes. Because, you know, when you get to the Red Sox and the Patriots, there's a lot of money at stake and somebody's going to want to use the DNA information. So we need to be really smart so that we can protect the rights of the players so that this information can be used mostly to benefit them and keep them playing as opposed to getting hurt so that everybody wins.
That's Dr. Stuart Kim, professor of genetics at Stanford University, one of the authors of a new study that ties genetics to sports injuries. We'll link you at herenow.org. Dr. Kim, thank you. Fascinating.
Thank you very much.
So, Jeremy, the professor is sending producer Karen Miller Medson and me the 23andMe genetic testing kits. Karen's here now. Avid runner, self-proclaimed klutz.
Yeah, two dislocated shoulders, two torn meniscuses, five orthopedic surgeries.
Okay. Well, so a woman after my own heart. But will you test?
I can't wait.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Jeremy, what do you think? I would worry what else I'd find out.
don't want to know. I don't think so. But I'm not doing anything athletically that is so crazy that I'm going to get seriously injured.
Oh,
I was skiing the other day, but I stayed off the double black.
But what about you listeners? Would you test? Would you change sports if you knew you were prone to a certain injury or maybe get that extra training, as he said, to strengthen where you're weakened? It's fascinating. We'll follow Karen, maybe me, and let you know at hereandnow.org.